Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shir should be a special schus for Avi Mari Yamarasi Shiyichyu, Chavafega Bas Michal Disbasya, Moshe Ben Peshtin, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, David Shukra Abba Ben Rachel, Shmuel Yam Tishna Rachel Veya, Lishol Prach Vasach Chum Seyidayam, Kiel Shishana Bas Nechagitol, Prach Vasach Chum Seyidayam, Nechagil Shrach Ad Tzvi, Prach Vasach Chum Seyidayam, We are continuing our amazing series of shiurim based on the Shalashidis Torah of Maran Rav Zatzal, Al Pi Reshimotav Shel Rav Kalman Frankel, Kfi She'ubdu Al Yedei Mori V'Rabi Rav Yeshayahu Hadari Zichrono Livracha. Zo Sicha Mi Parashat Lech Lecha Taf Resh Tzadi Bet 1931, the end of 1931, Parashas Lech Lecha. Omeret HaTorah, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, u'mimoladetecha, u'mibeit avicha, el ha'aretz asher ar'eka. Go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land that I will show you. In the first revelation to Avraham Avinu, there's an emphasis on the ri'iyah, Asher Ar'eka, that I will show you, whereas in the revelation that it comes after he separates from Lot, we have a different lashon. Kum hitalech ba'aretz le'orka u'lerochba. Go and walk the land to the length and width of the land. So there's an emphasis here on the halicha. This emphasis on halicha and ri'iya is accentuated when we look at the pasuk about the dibur of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he says, "Ki mineged tireh et haaretz, v'shama lo tavo." That in Sefer Dvarim, Ele Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's going to see Eretz Yisrael, but he is not going to walk in Eretz Yisrael. Ki mineged tireh et haaretz, v'shama lo tavo. Riyah bilvad, kishehu shalul mehalicha. Vayareyu Hashem et kol haaretz, ve'et hagilad ad dan, ve'et kol naftali, ve'et hanegev ad tso'ar. Riyat Moshe, so you will see the whole land, Gilad, Dan, Naftali, all their portions, Negev and Tzar, the seeing of Moshe had a special maila, that it encompassed all of Eretz Yisrael. This vision is unique and extraordinary because the physical eye cannot see from Har Nevo, Dan, Naphtali, Ad HaNegev, Bayom Acharon. So that is an incredible re'iyah. And Rashi says, Al tikri hayom ha'acharon, ela hayom ha'acharon. Hereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'me'oraot she'atidim le'era li'Yisrael ad she'yichyu ha'metim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going, showed Moshe Rabbeinu all of the events, not yom ha'acharon, the end of days, the last day. God showed Moses all of the events that are going to happen to the Jewish people until the resuscitation of the dead. In other words, Yishkan Lorak Riya territorialit, not only a territorial vision, this broad scope of territorial vision, but a supernatural above time vision. There is a fundamental difference between the understanding, the perception of the senses, and the perception of the intellect. The perception of the senses, like vision, relates to the specific item that he is seeing, and only to that item. That's tfisat achush. Hasechel, the vision of the sechel, is not just what your eye can see, your senses can sense, but sechel is much more all-encompassing. That's the instinct, tfisat achushim, the perception of the senses, which are limited to what they can actually perceive, the eye, what it can see, the ear, what it could hear, the fingers to what they can touch, and the seichel, the intellect, which is much more broad and all-encompassing. and the specific thing that he sees, he can then categorize it and establish it in the framework of his general philosophy, vision, understanding, ideology. See also in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh, in Chelek Aleph, Chochmat HaKodesh, Seder Ichud HaKlalut VaPratut, Chelek Gimel, Musar HaKodesh, Seder Yesod HaKlalut, Kovetz HaRaya, page 206, and onwards for those who want to do more research into this beautiful idea. The Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu is a Madrega Klalis. Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to all of the Jewish people. As it says in the pasuk, Shesh Meot Elef Ragli Ha'am Asher Anochi Bekirbo Amar Lehem Moshe Yisrael Bishvili Nitzaltem Kulchem. 600,000 people, the nation that I am among them, by Midbar 11:21, Moses said to the Jewish people, because of me, you are all saved. However, even as Re'i of Eretz, so you see Moshe Shekel, Keneged Kol, they're all saved because of him. And even the Re'i of Eretz Yisrael and his Tfisa of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is a broad, klaliistic, a general perception. Mineged Tiret Eretz. You are going to see from opposite, you're going to stand opposite the land and see the land. Lumat Moshe Rabbeinu, Utal Avraham Avinu Lanchil, Et Erkei Eretz Yisrael Lezaro Acharav. Lachen Et Yachasuto Leretz Yisrael Mishtei Pchinot. HaKlalit VeHaPratit. Moshe Rabbeinu was a klaliistic blick, a klaliistic perspective, vision. Abraham gave over to his seed the general perception and the specific perception. HaPana Klali HaAretz Asher Areka, the land I will show you. Tfisa Ri'iya Sichlit Kolelet UMekifa, this broad scope of vision. And the B'china Chushit, Kum Hitalech Ba'aretz, walk the land, Le'orka U'Lerochva. Walk the land, its length and breadth. This Tfisa Klalis is what aroused Abraham when he came to Shechem to build a Mizbeach to God who appeared to him. A Mizbeach Toida and the revelation of the Re'iya HaPnimit HaMakefet Ve'achein Haita Zo Re'iya Miyuchedet Meshichit She'arei Shechem Gam Im Hi Makom Mukhan Lepur'anut Makom Mechirat Yosef Makom HaMachloket Al Beit David Harei Nitgaluba Shnei Hazramim HaMeshichiyim Ben Yosef Ben David Al Giluyim Klaliim Ele Ba B'niyat HaMizbeach HaRishon. Avraham Avinu comes to Shechem, he builds a Mizbeach to God who appears to him, a Mizbeach of Toda on the revelation of God, on this pneumistic, all-encompassing vision. This was a special vision, a messianic vision, because even though Shechem is the place of Peronius, the place of the selling of Joseph, the place of the Machlokas al Beis David, as we see in Sanhedrin, page 102, the Gemara discusses this 102a. We also have Mashiach, Nitgaluba Shnei Hazramim HaMashichim, Mashiach ben Yosef, uMashiach ben David. They also come out of stone. Vayelech Yeravam Shechem, Ki Shechem Bakol Yisrael Lehamlich Oto. It's Shechem where he became Melech. And that's from the house of David. And that's the Machlokas al Beis David. And that's the Gemara we mentioned before. Vayelech Yeravam Shechem, Ki Shechem Bakol Yisrael Lehamlich Oto. Makom mizuman leparanut, b'shem inu adina, b'shem achurat Yosef, b'shem nechlekam achurat Beit David, as we see in Malachim Aleph, Perakit Beis. So that's where it split up between Beis David and Beis Yosef. between Yeravam and Rechavam. So this is also messianic. Av giluyim klaliim ele ba b'niyat ha-mizbeach ha-rishon. That's the first mizbeach. And these giluyim klaliim. Et ha-pasuk ele toldot ha-shamayim ve-aretz bi-hibar'am darshu chazal b'shtei panim b'hei b'ra'am. שעולם הזה נברא בהי. בחינת בריאת העולם הזה יסודה בעוד הי. ואילו רב יהושע בן קרחה דרש בהיברם באברהם. בזכותו של אברהם. So we have that the world was created with a hey, בהי ברהם. That's this world, which is a hey, created with a hey. רב יהושע בן קרחה דרשנס, בהיברם זה אויסיו, it's באברהם. In the זכות של אברהם. ואברהם הן הן האותיות של בהיברם. לשתי הדרשות עיקרון משותף, בשביל אברהם, העומד מעבר מזה, ומזהה את בעל הבירה, נברא העולם. הוא העולם שנברא בהי. So because of Avram, who stands on one side and the rest of the world's on the other side, and he recognizes God who created the world for him, the world was created. That's the world that was created with a hay. The world in which we live, that we recognize, was Makabalas Chuskiyum, has a right to exist because of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu recognizes God. Otherwise, what right do we have to exist? Ela she'hazehut bein Avraham li'Baram is only after, there's only an identification between Avraham and Hibaram, only after the tzivui ala mila, she'az harei etvasva hei l'shmo. It's only after the mila he got the extra hei. So only then do you have this zehut, this identification between Avraham and Bihibaram, because only after the bris, he got the extra hay. Avraham, before the bris milah, was from the world of Iskasia, the hidden world, the world that was created with a yud, and it's not visible to the human eye. Avraham Avinu, after the bris milah, it was revealed his siachsus loilam hazeh shenivra behay, uvechinato mamashit vechushit. Then you see God, Avraham Avinu relates to this world that was created with a hay. And this world is something very concrete and sensory. We have sensory perception of this world. That's the yud and the hay. The bris milah, also the Aver HaBris, is the shape of the letter yud. And that's the olam haiskasya. And that's not revealed. And this is obviously something that we always cover up. That's the Olam Eskasya, the Bris Milah, the Olam She'enor Nir Lain, Olam Haba, which is created with a Yud, and then the world after the Hey, after the Bris Milah, where we now have the revealed world, the Olam Hazeh that's built with the creator with a Hey, like it says in Menachos Chav Tes. Hariya Kfula, Hapratit VeHaKlalit, HaMemukedet VeHaMekifa, Remuza B'Devrei HaNavi, Kol Tzofayich Nasu Kol Yachdav Yiranenu, Ki ayin be'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Sion. Ayin be'ayin, ayin gashmit ve'ayin ruchanit. It says in the pasuk, the sound of the watcher raises its voice. Together, they will sing because Ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Sion. Eye to eye they will see when God comes back to Zion. And that obviously brings up the question of what it means, ayin ba'ayin yiru. What are these two ayins? Hark, your watchmen raise their voices. As one they shout for joy. For every eye shall behold Hashem's return to Tzion. What's the ayin ba'ayin? Ayin gashmit ve'ayin ruchanit. Ra'isham beradak alatar, yiru b'mareh nevua. They'll see with an ayin gashmis and with an ayin ruchnis. Ein gam b'malvim, b'maran arav b'olat ve'iya, b'chelek bet, amut kuf yod bet, v'amutav peitet. Ra'iyam urkevet zo, מיוחסת לצופים, הרואים, החוזים, the watchmen. Who are the tzayfim? These are the nevi'im. Rashi in Megillah Beis Amud Beis. And Chazal Darshan, man tzipach, sofim amarum. Man tzipach, which actually has the letter tzofim. Tzadi pei, mem. So it was the tzofim who said these osios sofios. Mem sofit, nun sofit, pei sofit. So that's the tzofim, these are the nevi'im. And they will see with their ayin gashmis and ayin ruchnis. So this riyak fula, this riyak pratit, this looking at the specific that Avraham Avinu had, and then the looking at the general, this nevuah dika riya. Avraham Avinu had that also. Ha'aretz asher areka. האות הראשונה ממצפח מם נדרשת מם פתוחה מם סתומה. מאמר פתוח מאמר סתום. יש דברים שניתן לדשות לדורשן ויש שאתה מצווה לסותמן. כך ברשי. וראי עוד בהקדמת אין היה. There are certain things that you have rishus to darshan and there are certain things that you have to seal off. You have to close off. That's why it says an open mem, a closed mem. An open mime or a closed mime, or some things you're allowed to reveal, you can darshan, and some things you have to hide. Behagayat ta'ot mem bevatim, hen et ta'ot ha'ptucha mem, vehen et ta'ot ha'stuma mem. When you pronounce the letter mem, you express the open mem and the closed mem to say that every mimer of Divrei Torah has a bechina psucha, isgalia, a revealed aspect, and an iskasia stuma, a hidden aspect. So to Eretz Yisrael is revealed to Avraham Avinu, bepanim kfulot. It has an iskasia, has saga sichlis, a re'ia pnimis, asher areka, be'ein ha'ayin ha'lev, vilu b'chinata itgalia, hi ha'tfisa chushit, ha'alicha ha'mamashit, ha'meshameshet ka'achana, l'chazaka, u'l'kibush, like we see in the Gemara Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, Tereshlema Bereshis Yud Gimel Ois Pehe, and also see Reb Tzaduk in the Dovret Tzedek on page 103. But there is the Re'ia Pnimis of Asher Areka, the Iskasya, the seeing what's hidden, the Hasaga Hasichlis, the intellectual perception, the deeper perception, and then there is the Isgalia, the Tfisa Chushit, the physical perception. The concrete, and of the looking, that is a preparation, like the Gemara says, to capture ultimately Eretz Yisrael. Mishriyatok fula ayin ba'ayin, harayu b'dargat sofayich. If you have this double vision of ayin ba'ayin, then you're like these sofayich, and kol sofayich nasu kol yachdav, yiranenu, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion hark. Your watchmen raise their voices as one they shout for joy, for every eye shall behold, ayin, interesting. Shall behold Hashem's return to Tzion. Hatzivuyim al halicha v'riya lech lecha. Areka. Ne'amru b'charan b'lashon yachid l'Avram avinu b'lvad. V'inei af Lot mitztaref elav v'holech imo. Hitztarfuto shel Lot lo rak l'pchinot ha'itgaliya shel Avraham, ela gam l'pchina ha'klalit ba mitoch inyano ha'pinimi shel Lot nishmat Mashiach ha'genuzabo. שהרי בן דוד הוא מצאצאי רות המואביה ונעמה האמונית. Somebody who has a double vision of ayin ba'ayin is on the level of tzofayich, and these tzofim, darshan, mansepach, meaning the double letters, that's the double re'iyah, that's the maimer pasuach and maimer sasim, the open maimer, the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. That's the Nevi'im, that's the double Re'iyah, the double understanding, the Re'iyah Sichlit Mekifa, the more encompassing intellectual vision, the prophetic vision. And then there's the Re'iyah Chushit, the more physical, concrete vision. That's the Tzofach, that's the Ayin Bayin, that's the Mansepach, the double letters. The Otiot Sofiot, the Mem Pasuach, the Mem Sasun, the Maimer Pasuach, Maimer Sasun. Amazing. And that's the Lech Lechar Eka, Lashon Yachid to Avraham Avinu. Lot goes along with him. The joining of Lot, not only to the world of the Isgali of Avram, but even to his Bechina Klalis, comes from the internal inyan of Lot, the Neshama of Mashiach, that is encapsulated in Lot. Because who comes from Lot? Mashiach. Because Ben David is Mitzetz Erut HaMo'eviyah Na'ama Amonit, and they are obviously descended from Lot. So he also is Mitztarev to the Pnimius, to the Mashiachdik, to the Super Ruchni. HaBchina HaKlalit B'Lot U'V'Mashiach Yisoda B'Bsorah HaNiset L'Umot Kulan B'Chazon Acharit HaYamim L'Chol HaGoyim U'B'Nevuat HaShalom HaOlami B'Melchemet HaMelechim Nashva Lot V'Nutak משכנותו עם אברהם, כי מגמת הגויים הייתה להפריד, להיפרד ולהתנתק מהיסוד הכללי המשיחי. אולם מאידך, הצלתו על ידי אברהם עוררה את החשש שאכן מילות יעמוד. זרעו של אברהם, ולכן באה לאחר המלחמה הבטחה, אל תירא אברהם. So why did they take Lot? Because Lot is for all the nations. That's Achrit Hayamim. That's world peace. In the war of the kings, Lot was taken captive, and he was detached from his neighborly connection to Abraham. Because the Magama of the Goyim, the focus, the vision of the Goyim, was to separate from the Yisoda Klalia Mashichi. On the other hand, he's being saved by Avram. That's why they took him captive. They don't like the Mashiach thing. The saving up through Avram aroused a suspicion that Lot, from Lot, the seed of Abraham will stand, and therefore, it's not so good. We don't want that everything should come from Lot. So God promises him, Al tira Avram, don't be afraid. It will not come from Lot. You will have your own descendants. Habchina kfula shel Eretz Yisrael biyachas l'Avram, hariyah v'alicha et galia v'et kasi, yesh lam gam bitui ilchati. This double bechina of Eretz Yisrael in relationship to Avram, the ri'ya, the halicha, this galia, this kasia, has a halachic expression. Kedushat Eretz Yisrael hi bat shtei panim, kedusha atzmit mechamat hashchina shoraba, וקדושה הבאה על ידי ישראל, והיא הגורמת את חיובי המצוות התלויות בארץ. The Kedush of Eretz Israel has a Kedusha Atzmis. It has its own independent Kedusha because of the Shechina that we have in Eretz Israel. And then it also has Kedusha because the Jewish people sanctify it when they capture Eretz Yisrael. As we've discussed in so many of our Shiurim, famous Tshuva of the Tashbitz in Chelek Gimel Simen Resh, the Kaftar of Aferech in Perek Yud. Rav Yisraeli talks about this in the Sefer Eretz Chem to Shar Aleph Simen Tes, Talmudic Encyclopedia in the second volume, Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha So Mitzvah Seo. Al Pi Malach HaDvarim Delael, Efshar Lechanot את הקדושה העצמית הבסיסית הראשונית כקדושת אוויר, ואת קדושה הממשית הבאה על ידי ישראל כקדושת גוש. So based on what we said, we can call the essential Kedusha, the basic Kedusha, the original Kedusha, the Kedusha of the air, and then the Mamoshistika Kedusha that comes because of us, which is something more concrete, that's Kedushat Gush. We have this in Shabbos Tesvav and Beis, in Kitnechesa and Beis, and other places in relationship to Eretz Amin, Tumas Eretz Amin. But we can also talk about the Kedushas Gush of Eretz Yisrael. The Halich of Avram in Eretz Yisrael is Miyisoda Shel Kedushat HaItgalia, Kedushas HaGush. That's the concrete walking. His Re'iya is from Kedushas HaEskasia, Kedushas Avir, the hidden, the abstract, the air, the atmosphere. And this Madrega is the Madrega of Moshe. His Riyah of Eretz Yisrael is a Riyah of Iskasya, of seeing the hidden. Because Bizgalia, there's no difference between the heir of Eretz Israel and the heir of Eretz Amin. Put both heirs in a cup and you'll see if you see the difference. You won't. Only if you have your ayin pnimis, if you have this internal vision, this x-ray vision, this supernatural vision, this spiritual vision, then you can see the difference. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. תפיסתו הכפולה של אברהם מסבירה את השוני במגמת בניין המזבחות. על בשורת הזרע ובשורת ארץ ישראל הודה אברהם בבניית מזבח, ויבן שם מזבח לשם הנראה אליו. המגמה של בניית המזבח הראשון לא נתפרשה. סתום הדבר לשם הנראה אליו, על ההתגלות המיוחדת לאברהם באתקסיה. לעומת זאת, לאחר שסובב בארץ, קנה בשביטה ונטע שם את העלו, הרי בניית המזבח יש לה מטרה, בית גליה, ויקרא בשם השם, הקריא שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא בפי כל פרייה. So the first building of the Mizbeach was because God appeared to him, that's a ray of Iskasya, the hidden vision. And the next one is when he walked around there, it's Israel, then he builds another Mizbeach, and that's Biz Galia. That's the Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He called the name of God in everybody's mouth. That's the Isgalia, that's the Chushi, that's the revealed. B'chinat Isgalia Chushit, also, which is primarily focused on the capturing and the distributing of Eretz Yisrael al pi din Torah, also has a relationship to Bnei Noach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, he went after the Umas HaOlam, he approached them. And we see in Avodah Zarah 2:2. So it's mashma that they also have a Shaychus to Torah, because they're Chayim and Shevim Mitzvos Bnei Noach. But Lasid Lavo, it's going to be revealed, this Shaychus, also to the Maila of the Gush of Eretz Yisrael, to the Mitzvos HaTzliyos Ba'aretz. Because it says in Isaiah, in chapter 61, verse 5, Ve'amdu zarim u'vira'u tzonechem, uv'nei nechar ikarechem v'chormechem u'rei Sanhedrin tzadi Aleph Amud Bet. That what's going to be? That the Goyim, the Zarim, are going to be your shepherds and your farmers and your vineyard keepers. So they're going to be shaykh to the Gush, to the Mitzvah Tzulius Ba'aretz, to Eretz Yisrael, to the concrete of Eretz Yisrael. In contrast, is founded in the Yizgalus before Matan Torah. Mitzad Yisrael, that alu b'machshavat chila, and the Nachum have no chelik in that. The Yizgalus of Matan Torah, Misar Miparan, Zoha potachat ba'anochi shutzalu moto olam, doesn't relate to Eretz Yisrael. But the Hakdama before the Sipur Mamad Har Sinai is Meyucha to Eretz Yisrael. Koach Ma'asav Higid Le'amo Latet Lehem Lechalat Goyim Kol Inyana LeYisrael Bilvad. So Matan Torah itself was offered to the Umas HaOlam, but that doesn't relate to Eretz Yisrael. The Hakdama, before the Sipur of Mamad Har Sinai, relates to Eretz Yisrael. Koach Ma'asav Yigid Le'amo Latet Lehem Nachalat Goyim. And what does it say there in the Gemara in Shabbos Peches? It says, Migila Raze Shemalache Asheret Mishtamshimbo, the Jewish people said Nasiv and Nishma. And then the Gemara quotes, Baruch Hu Hashem Malacha Gibor Koch Oise Dvara, the Shmoa Bakol Dvara. That the Jewish people have this special Koach of Malachim. Rashi asks at the beginning of the Chumash, Why doesn't the Torah start with the Chodesh HaZelechem, which is the first mitzvah? Why does it start with Bereishis? Because of Koach Masav Higid Lamo, Lassisam Nachalatz Goyim. So even before the Nasav and Ishma, I don't see how Nasav and Ishma relates to Eretz Yisrael, but even before the Nasav and Ishma, we already have all of Bereishis is for Eretz Yisrael. So the Hakadama, before Matan Torah, relates to Eretz Yisrael. And that only relates to... And that's only for the Jewish people. Because we were given Eretz Yisrael. So Matan Torah itself has a Shaychas Tumas Olam. That Anochi was offered to them. And that doesn't relate to Eretz Yisrael. But the part before Matan Torah relates to Eretz Yisrael. Because of Koach Masav Higid Lama Las Islam Nachalas Goyim. So not the Nasav and Ishma necessarily, but the whole part that comes before. I was mitbalbel a little bit between the psukim. Of Koach Masav Higid Lamo. And Baruch Hu Hashem Malach of Gibor Kocho Sedvaro. Okay, entirely mitbalbel from... Anyway... עיקר ייחודו של אברהם בהנחלת מורשת ארץ ישראל לזרו היא בהתקסיה. משום כך, בניגוד לנוח, אין הכתוב מספר על צדקתו של אברהם לפני יציאתו מחרן. ואף את מעשיו הטובים בארץ כנען, מצניע הכתוב. The primary uniqueness of Avram in giving this mureshes of Eretz Yisrael to his seed is בהתקסיה. Is hidden. And therefore, in contrast to Noach, the Pasuk doesn't tell about his tzidkus. It tells about the tzidkus of Noach, not about the tzidkus of Avram. And even his Maisim Togman Eretz Canaan, the Pasuk hides. Because that's the iskasya. The giving over of Eretz Yisrael to his seed is the uniqueness of Avram and giving over Eretz Yisrael to his seed is biskasya, it's hidden. And therefore the Pasukim don't tell us what's so special about Avram Avinu. Shniyut zo shel itgalia v'itkasya mityacheset af l'brit mila shenitztava Avraham v'zaro. So we have this duality, which is a theme that runs through almost every Shal Shittas Drosh of the Rav, it seems, that here the duality is the iskasya and the isgalia. The iskasya of Eretz Yisrael and the isgalia of Eretz Yisrael. So we also have this in Bris Milah. It says in the Gemara that every mitzvah that Bnei Noach were given, and then it was repeated at Sinai, was said both to the Jews and to Bnei Noach. But if it was said to Bnei Noach and it wasn't repeated at Sinai, then it's only given to the Jews and not to Bnei Noach. So Milah that's mentioned in our parasha before Matan Torah was repeated at Sinai. And nevertheless, Bnei Noach aren't commanded. Even though you think they would be, because Gemara says, if it was mentioned before Har Sinai and then repeated at Sinai, Bnei Noach are commanded. As Milan is kara b'parshatein ulefnei matan Torah, v'chazra v'nishneta b'Sinai, and nevertheless Bnei Noach aren't commanded. Why? Because Achazara b'Sinai ba'al adgasha miyuchedek. You know why it was repeated at Sinai? To tell us a chiddush din. Uviyom ha'shmini afilu b'Shabbos. Et yechadut zo shel hamila lebnei Avraham hi shehotziatam mechlal ha'reilim. So we have a special din that you even do the bris milah on Shabbos, and that's why it's repeated at Sinai. But not to say that Bnei Noach are having bris milah, and bris milah is dafka for Avram Avinu and his seed, and we're no longer ha'reilim. Arelim is only given to the Ovdei Kochavim. And therefore, if a person makes a neder, he's not getting enough from Arelim. He's mutter by Reili Yisrael, and he's aser b'mule Ovdei Kochavim, because they're Arelim be'etzim, and we're mulim be'etzim. B'Yisrael, from the time of Avram Avinu, it's not shaykh to have an orlam, goyim. The mila doesn't help them no longer be an orel. Gamim b'itgalia mahulu agoy, or arelu ha'Yisrael, even if in the world of Isgalia, the goy has a bris mila, or the Jew has an orla, biskasya, the goy has the orla, and the Jew is nimo. And that's all from Avram Avinu, who made us mulim be'etzim, inherently holy and circumcised people. So Bizgalia Gam Yilid Bayis Miknes Kesef Mikol Ben Nechar is Chayiv and Mila Breishis Yitzayin Yitbeis. Nevertheless, Biskasia Ves Brisi Akimes Yitzchak, that the Bris Mila is only given the Zaroi, like Rashi says. Even though Bizgalia, everybody in Avram's house was circumcised. Hayichud li Yisrael, Zesha Chazar Venishna Besinai, Madgish Ta Mila Afilu Bishabbat. Ki Gam Shabbat Hi Bit Kasia Vismuya Me'ayin. Namrod She Asura Ba Kol Melechet Yitzira. הרי מתברכים מיני כל שיטה יומי, והיא מקור הברכה. The uniqueness of the Jewish people that was repeated at Sinai, that was repeated to us at Sinai, emphasizes milas even on Shabbos, because Shabbos is also iskasia. Shabbos is also hidden. Even though you're not allowed to do malacha, but there's a bracha that comes from Shabbos. It's the makor of bracha. All the 6 days are blessed from Shabbos, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. That's in the world of iskasia. The mila of iskasia, Achatuma miyuchedeti laAvraham. So this is kasi, this hiddenness is unique to Avram, and it explains his uniqueness over the other avos. Chazal darsh in the pasuk Koamar Hashem el Beit Yaakov asher padat Avraham, that Yaakov redeemed Avram, Sanhedrin 19b. He says lo ata lo yevosh Yaakov. Now Yaakov will not be embarrassed from his. V'lo ata pana from his father. V'lo ata pana v'yechevaru. Yaakov won't be embarrassed from his father Yitzchak, because Yitzchak had an Esav. V'lo ata pana v'yechevaru, and his face won't get white from his grandfather Avram, because Avram had a Yishmael. Shelo nimtza psul b'zaroi. Like Rashi there says. So Avram of Yaakov Avinu had no psul in his zera, only Avram and Yitzchak did. So Yaakov, so to speak, redeems Avram. And nevertheless, Veheye Beracha, with you will be the blessing. Becha Chotmin, with you will be the sealing, and not with everybody. Ve'en Chotmin Bekulam. We will seal the Bracha, Bracha Te Hashem Magen Avram. Dafka with Avram. Hachotem hu bitui le'inyan sagur v'tamir. Chotem, the seal, is an expression of something closed and hidden. There is a pasuk in Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16. Tzol te'uda, chatom Torah belimudai. Bind up the message, seal the instruction with my disciples. So, Ibn Ezra, chatum v'tamir, hidden, bound up, that's the chasima, that's the hiddenness. And when you say b'cha chosman, it means the hiddenness that's sealed is going to be with Avram Avinu. Because the mail of Avram is that he encapsulates within him the hidden holiness of the Jewish people, and therefore he is the makor of bracha, bracha to Hashem, magen Avraham. V'mosif Harav Adari Zichrono Levracha B'shulei HaShmua Hayachatz Bein Avraham L'Moshe Nidon B'Divrei Chazal V'Nitparesh Kama Pe'amim Eitzel Harav B'Parshat Vayera Tafresh Tzadi Bet B'Mamar L'Suda Shlishit B'Toldot Tafresh Tzadi Hei B'Yishlach Tafresh Tzadi Alef B'Bo B'Tafresh Tzadi B'Fanenu Ba'ad Gashat HaRiyya Riyat Eretz Yisrael שהיא המשותפת לאברהם ולמשה, לעומת ההליכה בארץ שהיא מתייחדת לאברהם. החילוק בין הראייה הפנימית להליכה יכול להתנסח גם כחילוק שבין תפיסה חושית לתפיסה שכלית, ובשינוי מינוח ביחס לארץ ישראל כחילוק בין קדושת אוויר לקדושת גוש. ומכאן להבדל שבין הבחינה הפרטית לבחינה הכללית. הבדל המתייחס אף לשתי התקופות בחיי אברהם, לפני המילה ולאחריה. וכמו כן נתלה בכפילות של ראיית הצופים, הנביאים, ומתבטא באות מם ממנצפח. So we have the Re'ia Pnimis. And then we have the Halicha. That's Tfisa Chushis, physical Halicha. Tfisa Sichlis, Re'ia, intellectual, prophetic. The difference between Kedushas Avir Eretz Yisrael, the air of Eretz Yisrael, Tfisa Sichlit, Kedushatit, Nivu'it, and then the Kedushas Gush, which is Chushi, the clumps of dirt, the clods, the holy clods of dirt of Eretz Yisrael, dust. And that's the difference between the Bechina Pratit, of the concrete, the Yavi specific, and the Bechina Klalit. And then we have the two Tkufas in the life of Avram, the before the Mila, the after the Mila, the being an Ish Prati, and then an Ish Klali, and the father of our nation, and then the Re'iyah Sat Seifim, Ayin Ba'ayin, the Re'iyah Hagashmis and Re'iyah Hanavuis. Hayisoda Klali Eitzel Avraham, Hu Amolid et Apana Meshichi Shevri'iyato. ומכאן מקומה המיוחד של שכם בסיפור חייו של אברהם והיחס המיוחד בתולדות ללוטה בתולדותיו של לוט. This general yisod of Avram is what engenders the Mashiach aspect of his re'iyah. And here is the special place of Shechem in the life story of Avram, and the special relationship to what is hidden in the toldos of Lot. Lot means hidden. Loteh ba'arafel. So what in Lot was hidden, the Messiah, and obviously that relates to Abraham. Izkur ha'nekudot b'ma'agal ha'parasha kolel af remizot helchatiyot al kidushat Eretz Yisrael, al chiyuv ha'mitzvot levnei Noach, al ma'alat ha'shabbat v'dinei ha'mila, ולאחר מסע על פני הפרשה נסגר המעגל בנקודת הפתיחה והיי ברכה. נפלא מאוד. מי שרוצה הרחבה נוספת, ראי בספר ליקוטי הראיה, עמודים 82-83, ליקוטי הראייה חלק ב', זה היה בחלק א', בעמודים 26-28, בספר איש המערכה עמוד 213, דורש לציון עמוד 46, בעיבוד שונה במקצת לחלק משמועה זו, והדברים היו נפלאים, מרוממים, מרניני נפש ומסמכי לב. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום, שלום.